two of the houses got fire damage, and one of the houses had internal damage. One of the houses, in fairness to the fire brigade, was there fairly quick after the alarm was raised. One of the houses was brought under control fairly quick, but the second house, they're still trying to get the fire out, you know, and hits a large two-storey house with attic conversion, you know, so it's a fairly substantial house. And the mother and her three youngsters were in the house whenever the lightning struck, which it must have been a serious scare for her to hear such a brattle hitting the house.
And how the residents themselves, did they all manage to escape?
Yeah, everybody got out of the house. One of the houses that got the internal damage, it was an elderly woman that was in hit. She was a bit shook up, but her son was speaking to me, and she's, as the man says, she's not too bad, you know. She just, that was a terrible shock to her and to the whole system. In relation to the mother and the three youngsters, they got out of the house, in fairness to them, and the mother got saved a few photos and stuff like that, you know, that aspect of it, you know. But the fire brigade is still there, and the fire brigade from Northern Ireland is still there, and the general public have gathered round if they need any help or assistance in anything. But at the minute, we're just trying to get the fire out in her house. But there's extensive damage done to her house and the other house that was burned, you know, which is sad. But I was in Newton Cunningham at the time of the lightning strike, and I never heard a brattle of thunder and lightning like it. You know, it shook the whole of Newton. A lot of people are commenting of how it lit up the whole place. And these three houses, there's about a half a mile between them, which was it's crazy. You know, Mother Nature is a very strong person.